Jim McManus's farm sits about 25 miles north of Mexico in the small town of Aravaca, Arizona. Pigs and chickens and peacocks run around in their pens. The air is pungent with the musky smell of his goats. McManus grew up in southern Arizona. He's seen the changes to border law enforcement. Mostly, he's noticed that it doesn't sit on the actual border. It's all around him. He points at a hill north of his property.
I spend the morning building fences, putting things back, gathering up my cows, putting the horses where they need to be. It, all the while, I've got Border Patrol and the sheriff parked on the hill, watching me with glasses, treating me like I am the bad guy.
Mexico's half an hour away, but this region is already under a level of federal surveillance seen nowhere else in the country. Driving his kids to school to a nearby town means McManus passes through two federal checkpoints, where he's briefly questioned, and 11 highway cameras monitored by federal drug agents. Add to that the drones, surveillance planes, and helicopters that regularly patrol the skies above southern Arizona, and it creates a lot of watchful eyes.
If you conduct business here, you live here, you're always being watched, you're always being stopped, and you're treated as if you're a criminal until you can prove to them that you are not a criminal and that you're a legitimate business person.
In the Senate's border security proposal, a compromise was reached. The Senate agreed to limit border drones to just 3 miles of California's border. Not so for southern Arizona or South Texas or New Mexico. In those states, those drones can fly up to 100 miles inland.
And there's just not enough of us in the rest of this border region to be significant in the decision making on this.
It's all part of a plan aimed at achieving 24/7 border surveillance.
Good deal.
You're a United States citizen, sir?
Yes, I am.
I drive through a Border Patrol checkpoint and down to the village of Tupac, where Terry Kirkpatrick lives. He's a former Immigration and Customs Enforcement official, and he's skeptical that flooding this area with more agents will deter organized crime. He lays out all the border law enforcement that are already here.
Oh, it's astronomical.
He lists 2,000 federal agents just here in this part of southern Arizona. Then two county sheriff departments and more local police from inside Arizona. Then the military and sometimes the National Guard. His real concern, drug trafficking.
Something's not working. There's something broken with this whole system that we have that much manpower, that much surveillance in Santa Cruz County, which is the smallest county in Arizona, and we're not able to stem anything.
Most civil rights organizations concede that the federal government has the right to surveillance within a certain distance of the border. But the quest for a secure border gets close to crossing the line. And sometimes privacy advocates say it oversteps. Jennifer Lynch is with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. The group found Homeland Security isn't just monitoring the highways and ports of entry, but are also recording people's movements in the larger border region, whether or not they even cross into Mexico.
And then they're sharing that data with state and local law enforcement agencies as well. So we've seen this down in San Diego, where the Border Patrol agents down there are collecting license plate data and sharing it with a regional database.
Supporters of the Senate's so-called Border Surge Amendment to beef up security believe it's a necessary compromise to pass immigration reform. Here's Senator John McCain on CNN.
We'll be the most militarized border since the fall of the Berlin Wall.
So, and all that right in Jim McManus's front yard. In Aravaca, I'm Michel Marisco.